Joining us for our program, more than just a soundbite today, we have a special guest, Tom Everson, who is with the group, the Keep Kids Alive Drive 25 Day, a group or organization. Tom, how is it?
Well, we're a nonprofit organization. We target neighborhood traffic safety issues on two different levels. One part of our mission is focusing on being proactive and engaging residents and being a frontline solution to the problems that we cause on neighborhood streets. I mean, for example, we're the ones who speed, we're the ones who run stop signs, we're the ones who don't put down our cell phones and concentrate on driving. And it's those kind of behaviors that can lead to critical incidents. You know, sometimes that can lead to the death of somebody or a severe injury. So what part of our focus on the front end is to work with communities in creating educational campaigns that work to engage residents in solving those problems. And it all starts with our behavior. The second part of our mission focuses in on working with families whose loved ones have died in traffic incidents. And that's something that has been a growing part of our mission for several years now.
Boy, the statistics are pretty sobering on just how many accidents there are, especially in kind of our area neighborhoods, where I assume the title, Keep Kids Alive, Drive 25, is referenced to speed when you're driving.
It is. That's where we started out. I founded this back in August of 1998, and it was simply out of concern for the speed of traffic on the street in front of our own home. But it was about concern for the health and welfare of our and safety of our own children, as well as the many other children that live in our neighborhood, that prompted getting started. And our initial focus was simply on if we could get people to just observe the speed limit in residential zones, the quality of life would be much improved. And I think that most folks, you know, I've dealt with thousands and thousands and thousands of people over the last 15 years, representing over 1,400 communities just here in the United States alone, would concur that they'd like to see folks slow down as far as their driving behavior right in front of their own home, something we all have in common.
You know, it seems just frustrating to everybody knows how dangerous it can be, and it's probably reckless behavior when you're doing it. And are the, you know, younger drivers the most of the ones who kind of don't pay attention? And but they know better. They should know better. Why? How can we get them motivated not to speed when there's children around?
Well, a couple things about younger drivers. One is, I think one of the most important pieces of data for we as adults to remind ourselves about is that the adult brain is not fully developed till age 25. The last couple of pieces of development have to do with spatial reasoning, being able to judge distance, and, you know, to really make sound decisions. And yet, you know, typically a kid will get a driver's license at 16 or 17 years old, and they've still got a lot of brain development to go through. And so, you know, in part, we can attribute behaviors to brains still being in the last stages of development. It's because typically younger drivers will be in more crashes. It's because they follow too close. It's because when somebody's new on the road, call it driving like a 16-year-old, and somebody who's 45 or 50 could easily drive like a 16-year-old, because what 16-year-olds typically do when they get out on the road is they look straight ahead. They're trying to stay in a lane, and they don't necessarily use their peripheral vision, which is very important in terms of noticing what's going on around us. The reason I say that that can easily happen for anybody of any driver of any age is that when anybody is on a cell device, and it doesn't matter if it's hands-free or not, the same effect happens, is that the focus of our eyes goes straight ahead, and we fail to notice what is going on around us. And so we put ourselves at greater risk of being in a crash, and of course we put ourselves at greater risk of not only injuring ourselves, but injuring or killing somebody else. Many of the families that I work with, and some of them ride on neighborhood streets, their kids might have been riding a bike home from school or to school, and somebody just would run right through a stop sign and hit their child and kill them. Why? Because they were on a cell phone. We have got to focus on the task at hand, which is driving.
Well, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be some kind of legislation and the laws, but apparently those are ignored. How effective are they if you're just going to go ahead and do what you know you shouldn't be?
Well, I think it comes down to the point that you can't legislate common sense.
Yeah.
I'm sure that certain that resonates with many of your listeners. You know, what it really comes down to is each of us taking responsibility for our own behavior and caring enough about ourselves that we will act in a way that will take care of our own personal safety. And in doing so, help create an environment that makes it safer for other people. If we look at stop signs, we have an initiative called Stop, Take 3 to See, which focuses on the correct way to stop at a stop sign. Come to a complete stop, look left, look right, look left again, make sure the coast is clear, which is also the exact formula for teaching kids how to cross the street correctly. So we can use it to teach pedestrians, we can use it to teach drivers. Now, why is that important? Well, there are 200 pedestrian deaths and 17,000 pedestrian injuries a year that are directly attributed to people running stop signs. And the data also shows that almost 90% of drivers do not correctly stop at stop signs. So, you know, to me, for any of us to be good at any one skill in our lives, we need to practice it over and over and over again so that we get good at it. And I think the challenge of stop signs is to practice that skill even when nobody is around, especially when nobody is around, because if we keep practicing it, then we'll be ready should somebody appear out of seemingly nowhere on a bike or out of our field of vision when we're at a stop sign, because if we're already stopped, then we don't have to worry about being the person who hits them.
If you think punishment was more severe and more visible to the public, would that reduce any incidents?
Well, you know, we tend to be people who behave ourselves better when the police are around. I'm not sure that that's a great commentary on us as human beings, that we have to have the police around, because obviously law enforcement can only be stretched so far. And if we're only going to behave ourselves when we know that we're coming up on a speed trap, that's going to create a safer environment for that period or for that stretch of road. You know, but the key is that we need to take these behaviors of observing speed limits, traffic signals, signage, you know, all traffic laws, not just in the neighborhood, but out on every road. We focus on the neighborhood simply because our driving behavior typically begins in the neighborhood each day, and it also typically ends in the neighborhood each day. And if we look at our own neighborhoods and we're willing to, say, speed and run stop signs in our own neighborhood, or we're willing to get on our cell phone as soon as we pull out of the driveway or away from the curb, well, then those are the behaviors we're likely to take out onto other roadways as well. To me, it all starts at home.
We're speaking with Tom Everson, who is the founder of Keep Kids Alive Drive 25. The 7th annual day event is coming up on May 1st, but you're going to have a fundraising attention-getting event on April 27th in Omaha. Is that right, Tom?
That's right. And let me just comment quickly about Keep Kids Alive Drive 25 Day. May 1st will be our 7th annual Keep Kids Alive Drive 25 Day in communities across the country. Listeners can find out more by visiting our website at keepkidsalivedrive25.org. But on an individual basis, we invite people to focus in on their own driving behaviors. What can I do to make roads safer for myself and for everyone around me? And then we also have communities that put together events. For example, I'll be in a town called Colonial Heights, Virginia, on May 1st to help them with their kickoff for what we call America's Trash Talks to Keep Kids Alive. They're putting Keep Kids Alive Drive 25 decals on all of their residential trash cans so that it engages all the residents in sending out a positive message about neighborhood traffic safety and gets that message out curbside every trash day. On April 27th, we're having our second annual Run to Remember, run/Walk to Remember at Scott High School in Omaha, where we're based. The focus of the Run, Walk to Remember, we do this in honor and memory of loved ones who have died in traffic incidents. We have quite a few families who are involved with our Run, Walk. They put together family teams. You know, they wear special shirts or, you know, maybe items that remind them of their loved one. So we're having that on April 27th. And again, There's a Run to Remember logo on our front page of our website, and people can click on it and get all the information that they would need. If you want to take a couple-hour drive up to Omaha and join us that day, we'd be happy to have you join in. There also, the run walk is open to every level of runner or walker. We have awards for those who are competitive runners, but we have people who walk the 5K, and we have a kids' fun run too. So we try to make it a nice family event.
Folks, check out the website KeepKidsAliveDrive25.org. And, Tom, we appreciate all the information. We hope folks will take a moment, think about it, and like you said, practice good driving habits and undistracted driving habits from now on.
Okay, thank you very much, LJ.